for those who would participate in this survey, number one, to know their HIV status. And then number two, they'll be referred for, if they are HIV positive, they'll be referred for treatment and care if they are eligible for treatment. And to those who are HIV negative, they'll be also empowered with information so that we encourage them to remain negative. So that's one very important thing about this survey. And to those who are on treatment, we'll also be able to measure their viral load, and we'll be able to tell them to say, are you doing well on treatment or you are not? And we still refer them to the nearby health facilities so that they get continued care.
Doctor, I'll come in here to ask you, when those who'll be surveying these random households arrive to your door, what exactly should one expect to occur and what should they be prepared to do?
As our enumerators go to these households, they'll be dressed in an attire which will identify them as Zimfia enumerators, and they will positively identify themselves. And we expect also them to introduce them in our culture. There is, naturally, when you get to somebody's household, you need to introduce yourself. And what then they will talk in terms of the purpose of why this survey is being conducted. So after that, we expect anyone who is above the age of 18 to consent. We don't force anyone to get in the survey. We expect anyone to give a willingful consent after being given this information about the survey. So to anyone who consents will get in the survey. And then to anyone who is below the age of 18, from 7 years to 18 years, we still expect the bond or the guidance to consent to the test. And then we also expect the individual to assent so that it's also agreeable to this survey and to the testing. And, of course, we would also expect those below the age of 17 for the adults to offer the consent.
Doctor, looking at what you're talking about, the linkage to care for those who might find themselves testing HIV positive, is the country able to accommodate all those who will be in need for any antiretroviral therapy?
Yes, the country at the moment, we have got our patients who are currently in care, and we have got adequate stocks in terms of accommodating any person who will be found in the survey to be HIV positive. As long as this person is eligible for treatment, our stocks are quite adequate, and we actually expect that we are able to identify more and more people during this survey so that we reach our country targets, which we are aiming for 2020, where we are aiming for 90% of people who are HIV positive to know their status, and 90% of those people who are actually HIV positive to be on treatment, and 90% of those on treatment achieving viral load suppression. So this is also another opportunity, such that we are having a full capacity in terms of accommodating all those people who will be identified in the survey.
And Dr. Mangara, looking forward as Zimbabwe tackles the issue of HIV and AIDS in the country, there's of course what you spoke about, the 90-90-90, focusing on that percentage on those issues. Moving forward, what else will be implemented by the ministry and other stakeholders to tackle this issue of HIV AIDS in Zimbabwe?
Our main proposition as a ministry, we are saying our HIV epidemic, yes, is quite, we have got high numbers and they are unacceptable. But however, our main strategy is prevention. We want to emphasize, like what our minister always says, to emphasize on prevention as our number one strategy to fight this HIV epidemic. So that our incidence, the number of new infections, goes down to zero. And our number two strategy is prevention, so that our incidents go down to zero. And our third strategy is prevention. So with those three strategies, we aim to keep everyone with HIV infected alive. And we will not want to reduce zero HIV-related deaths. And we keep on with our prevention strategy. So this is how, and that's the country's direction.
Doctor, thank you.